Welcome back to Geek Speak Radio. It's our post-Christmas episode, so yeah, let's get started. I guess we'll go around the room. We have a couple of guest hosts here as well. So yeah, this is Marcus, and we'll basically just go around something that you played recently and your game of the year, basically. So let's go around.
James here, yo. Currently I'm playing Sin of Punishment Star Successor on the Wii. I don't have a game of the year yet, because I haven't played enough of any of them to give a good thing, but here I am, passing it on.
Hello, it's Peter, and I've been playing Dead Space. It was awesome. I loved everything, and I still want to play it again, so awesome game.
Hey, this is Prego. What's up? Not recently playing any games yet, but over the summer I did play Battlefield Bad Company 2 and found it very amazing. A good alternative to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Yeah, nice strategy game. Online's amazing too. All right.
Oh, this is Andrew. Recently I've been playing League of Legends and Halo Reach. Those two are pretty good for multiplayer games.
Hey, this is Harley here. I've also been playing League. I was just playing League with Andrew right now. So I have two leaves now. It's not my fault. And I've been playing some Bad Company too as well. Those are fantastic games.
Yeah, this is Marcus, and yeah, I've been playing a bit of Metroid Other M and getting into World of Warcraft. Yeah, I know it's addictive, so I'm limiting my time on it. So, yeah, so we'll jump right into our news stories. The first one we have is related to what I just said. Cataclysm just broke a sales record for having 3.3 million units sold in 24 hours, which is pretty huge. So, yeah, you guys have any thoughts on sales? Yeah.
World of Warcraft is like crack. Don't play it. You'll get hooked for life. But yeah, Cataclysm is probably... The reason why people are buying it is because everybody that plays World of Warcraft is going to expand anyways. So, yeah. But my advice is just to leave it alone.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to our next... topic is Mass Effect 3 is hitting store shelves simultaneously for the 360, the PS3, and the PC, which is great. And also on releases, we have the Final Fantasy 14 for PS3 has been delayed again. So, yeah, too many delays in my opinion as of late.
Final Fantasy 14 was really crappy. Don't play it, seriously.
Laughter breaks out in the room. There's a new Tales of game coming out pretty soon in Japan, which is Tales of Xillia, which is basically looks really similar to Tales of Vesperia, but with a darker twist. And yeah, I'm hoping that this RPG actually makes it out of Japan, because it looks... really, really nice.
It's for the Wii, right? Or is it for Wii and
PS3? PS3 exclusive, but hopefully it won't stay just in Japan, because it's too many things stay there. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully it comes over to North American shores, because if it doesn't, there'll be angry fanboys and you'll have people importing them anyways.
On that topic, there's another one, the last story as well, is Japanese release, so we'll add that on top as well.
Hey, I hope this time, Tales for PS3, I hope they're in beta, so it brings over to 360. And, yeah. But this time, Tales, I don't think Tales is coming to the stateside at all. I heard the localized team got shrunk down really small. Yeah.
Yeah, with the last story on the Wii, I really hope that they bring it over as well. So since there hasn't been that many good RPGs on the Wii, so yeah. On the topic of releases, we have an announcement coming on January 19th for the 3DS, probably about the price and what games are going to launch on it as well.
I just wanted to touch on last story. Hopefully, it comes out in Japan, what, January 27th, was it? Early January. Hopefully it comes out for Wii, because I've seen trailers for it and on the Japanese site. You've had a lot of Iwata asks, and we don't get a lot of that for even first-party games. They've had a couple interviews with the Japanese Nintendo press, so I'm hoping that this game comes out over in North America, and I'm hoping that it comes out and is localized well with subtitles and everything to keep the fanboys happy.
Yeah, that wraps it up for most of our stuff. Where are some games that you guys want to recommend to our listeners that have been coming out for the past year or two?
League of Legends.
I second that. Other games? Or 360, I guess. Halo and Call of Duty. Maybe Red Dead Redemption. I heard that one's pretty good.
If you got something that interests you other than the RPG section, you might want to look at Hawks for PS3. It's a fighter jet simulation game. It's really good, made by Tom Clancy, and I heard their next installment, Hawks 2, is coming out too. So that should tell you something about the game if they're going to make a sequel to it. Yeah. So check it out.
Yeah, I'd recommend probably Metroid Other M. It's a side-scrolling game again. And Super Mario Galaxy 2. It's like great graphics, tight gameplay. It's challenging, and yeah, if you haven't gotten All Stars for the Wii, get it. It's limited edition.
For me, I second Marcus's opinions. Metroid Other M is a great game. Super Mario Galaxy 2 is another great game, but there are a lot of other games that were released for the Wii as well, like Tatsunoko vs. Capcom was also very good for people who like fighters and crossover fighters. Another one that probably got under a lot of people's radars was Sin and Punishment Star Successor for the Wii. That's basically bullet hell craziness. I'm playing that game now and having a lot of fun with it. I've also played some Donkey Kong Country Returns, GoldenEye on the Wii, and Kirby's Epic Yarn. They've all given me very good first impressions, and 2010 has been a really good year for the Wii.
Yeah, I guess that wraps it up for our last episode for 2010. Do you guys have any other stuff you want to cover? Yeah, 3DS is coming out later in the year, so which is good. Yeah, it's going to be pretty expensive, but it's well worth the cost, I guess.
Actually, I remember one of the developers looking at the 3DS technology saying that he was surprised it was that low. I forget which developer it was, but it was one of the Japanese ones. And Japan and other countries are also used to paying a lot more for video games, so you never know.
Yeah, and I guess that wraps it up for our last episode for the year. Yeah, we'll see you guys early next year, I guess. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yeah, and that's it for us from Broken Fuse Podcast. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a safe Happy New Year as well.
that you bought Mass Effect 2?
Yeah, I have Mass Effect 2, but I haven't been able to play it yet.
Do you have one?
No, I haven't bought it yet. That's alright, man. Seriously. It's alright, man.
It's like my house if I take out all my stuff. My room is kind of like this.